Alrighty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Papers Podcast, the comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, you're Sophie, we're fam, we read comics.
Yes, we do.
Yes, sir.
We gamble on them, too.
Yeah.
That's what we did this week.
What's the story behind picking this book, Sophie?
Well, we decided to go and celebrate a special person's 21st birthday, and we went to a arcade
person's
bar.
Person's unimportant.
Yeah. Okay. We gambled. We bet $60 on a, what is it called? A hardcover?
A slab.
Yeah, like a graded comic.
A graded comic. Yeah. But we didn't know which one.
It's a blind box.
Nathan picked it.
Don't.
I mean, you did say the second one. She could have got that one in the front.
Yeah. You could have. Well, do you think the one in the front would have been good? You'd be like, oh, we should put the really good and expensive one in the front.
maybe.
I wanted to go back. Parker got mad at me that I didn't get him one.
Ooh. I told you to go back.
He's like, my number didn't hit.
He go to Vegas.
Yeah, true. He could have went to Vegas on his own. But yeah, we pulled this. We got a 9.8 cover of the first issue.
Did you bring it?
No.
Whack.
What? Are you bringing
it? I didn't think about it.
Well, I could have told you. I thought you would have known.
Wow.
Damn. We thought you weren't so stupid.
You're not a true fan.
You didn't say, make sure you have the comic or anything.
Because I thought you would already know.
We can look it up.
That's like...
It's fine. Approximate retail value of it is $30 based off the last time it sold on eBay.
So, okay.
We're only down $30 if you really think about it.
So it's just like the cost of grading it and then the cost of the book?
Pretty much. Is that the cost of grading it? Is it like $20?
$25. And then I think it's like $10 to like press it, which is like a thing that people do.
Press it?
Yeah. It's like some sort of safe way of just ironing it down, and it like gets rid of a lot of wrinkles and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. People seem to...
Have you ever sent in a comic to get graded?
No. I looked into it like pretty seriously though.
Yeah. I did too, but not very seriously.
Mm.
But I would get some stuff graded, I think.
Yeah.
Do they do like gift cards for that?
Gift cards for grading comics.
For CGC?
I don't think so. Mm. Maybe. I don't know.
It'd be a good present. Be like, grade whatever you want.
Are you just trying to hint at what you want for
Christmas this year?
your birthday?
I just don't know like,
that
how
is
the process
11
works.
Months away.
Yeah. I don't know how it works. But Sophie, we have some segments on the show.
We got time codes for them in the description. We got the book, which is The Six Sidekicks of Trigger Keaton.
Good
Back name. Matter Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. So have you got any news?
What news you got?
Oh, I did not prepare for that, actually.
What?
Well, we thought you would know.
Yeah, I thought you would bring
you
news.
Know what?
I thought you would have
it's
some.
It's been a while since I've listened to you guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't have to say it like that. You can just lie.
Yeah. Just say, oh, I meant to. I forgot.
I'm so used to you guys doing it. That's okay. That wasn't that much.
Yeah. We were recording a little bit early so we could have Sophie on, but there wasn't really a whole lot that came out.
Yeah. It's like 3 days since last recording. So.
Yeah. But Daniel, there's going to be a baby Garfield comic.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be coming from Boom Studios.
March 18th, baby.
Wait, you saw this news too?
Yeah.
Baby Garfield, let's go.
You like Garfield? You like babies?
I like one of them. I don't like Garfield that much.
Is like the most recent Garfield thing a baby Garfield? Because it looks just like... The art style.
I feel like in the...
Is Chris Pratt supposed to be baby Garfield?
I think he's baby for a little bit.
Mm.
I think he's baby Garfield for...
Same voice, you know?
Yeah. And he didn't change it at all.
Yeah.
Is it a comic or a movie?
It's a comic.
Oh.
But there was a Garfield movie. Like last year, 2 years ago?
2 years?
The animated one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Have you seen the other Garfield movie?
Yeah, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. With real people.
Yeah. And Bill Murray plays Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one was all right. I remember watching that a lot, actually, as a kid.
I watched it a few times.
For some reason.
Who played, like, the owner?
Oh, what's his name? Bill or something?
Ted
sounds right. I don't know. Was it somebody that we knew?
It had to be, right?
I think Bill Murray was the only famous one in there.
Bill Murray was Garfield?
Oh, wait, no, it was Breckenmeyer.
Who the hell is that?
He's the guy
who... Oh, that guy.
I just know him from that, and he was, like, on Robot Chicken a lot.
Mm. That's... Oh, his name is Breckenmeyer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That's a hard one to remember.
I thought that was, like, his last name.
Breckenmeyer?
Breckenmeyer.
That could be a last name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a weird-ass name. I don't know who's... who names their baby... They look at their baby... That beautiful baby boy.
Brecken.
That's the one. Maybe it's a family name.
Maybe they're just saying, like, we should break him in real quick. And then the doctor didn't hear him correctly. And there's going to be a Escape from Skull Island comic.
We talked about this.
No, we talked about Return to Skull Island.
Oh.
But there's Escape from Skull Island.
So they're back
they
now.
They go back.
And now they need to escape.
They go back and we're like, I don't like it here.
So their exit plan failed. So now they have to escape.
Correct.
Yeah, it's not quite the vacation spot they thought.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
I saw the cover.
TripAdvisor was like, oh,
makes it look nice. Does that come out like in March or something?
I don't... It's weird because Escape from... No. Return to Skull Island comes in January, and then this comes in February, I think. Mm. And it's going to be a full graphic novel. So there's a lot of Skull Island comics, apparently, this year.
Yeah, dude, they got the fucking rights, and so
I mean, there was a billion Godzilla.
Well, Return to Skull Island came out already. Oh, the trade for comes out in February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw this cover on ComicSub. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of cool.
That is neat. I didn't see that.
You see?
I had the cover for it.
Whoa!
King Kong. And then speaking of the monster universe,
okay,
is that what they call it?
I don't know. There's a couple of monsters in there, though.
Godzilla Minus Zero, the new Godzilla movie, will be coming out November 6th.
Oh, cool.
Of this year?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Nice.
Is that the continuation of that one movie?
Of the Minus One?
Yeah, Minus One. So this is Minus Zero.
But Godzilla died. How's a continuation?
Well, Godzilla's like never died.
But he died in that movie.
He just gets hurt.
He's not gone forever? He froze, didn't he? And like shattered?
Yeah, and it melts.
I think he's shattered into a billion pieces.
Dude, I don't think there's ever like a legitimate answer as to how he comes back. He's like...
They're like, oh shit.
Yeah, he's like back. Jason or Mike Myers. Myers, like, there's no...
The actor?
Yeah, yeah.
He keeps coming back.
How does Mike Myers keep coming back?
He's coming back for Shrek again. That's cool.
Yeah, they never understand. They never explain like how he stands in the water when it's so deep out, you know? There's just things that you don't ask.
I was asking that. I was like,
don't ask.
Is his feet touching the ground?
Don't
right now?
Do it.
Because there's a fucking...
If you go to Japan, you fucking ask and get hit.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I'll keep my mouth shut. I'll know my place when I go over there. Do you have any other news?
You know the comic Grendel?
Yeah.
So I guess there was a Netflix adaptation that was planned, or it was like almost done filming, but then Netflix just canceled it.
Is that the Matt Wagner one?
Yeah.
Mm. That sucks.
It's just kind of weird to almost be done with something and then just cancel it, you know?
Yeah, I wonder.
It's just somewhere. Probably.
They should leak it.
They should leak it.
Like that Batgirl movie.
That should be leaked too.
That should also be leaked.
Dude, maybe if like Warner Bros. Gets purchased, they'll release that.
I doubt it.
Maybe. If it's bought by Netflix, Netflix would dump it.
Oh, true.
On streaming.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any news on that? What's going on there? Are they actually buying it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway, yeah, I think comics are dying.
That sucks.
Graphic novel sales rose by 9.2% in 2025.
It's always dying, but it's always growing.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. By 9.2%?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Almost double digits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Depending on how many decimals you want, it's double digits. Aiden, a 9.0 of Action Comics number one has sold this week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You want to guess how much it went for?
Of what? Action Comics number one?
Yep. The first appearance of Superman. Reminder that Superman number one.
Superman number one just sold for, and it was a... Wasn't that one a 9.8?
It's like a 9.45 or something like that.
And that was $10 million?
That went for like nine,
$10
I think.
$10 million.
$10 million. Not even this first appearance, just the first Superman book.
I think.
But Action Comics number one is his first appearance. You said it was 9.0?
Yeah. 9.1.
Probably less. I'd say like 7 mil.
You think so?
What do you think?
If it's like the first appearance of a very famous...
But the grade of it is like lower.
I think that's the best grading in existence.
Yeah.
But there's also two of them though.
There's two 9.0s?
Yeah.
Mm. So there may be more.
I think I would have heard about it. I say 20 mil.
She says 20.
20, okay. Yeah.
I said 7.
Here's a little tidbit about this one specifically. It used to be owned by Nick Cage.
Oh, that's the one that got stolen and found again?
It got stolen in 2000.
Oh.
He bought it for $150,000.
What a steal.
Well, it was...
Someone stole it.
Yeah.
Someone else bought it back for $150,000?
No, he originally purchased for $150,000.
Okay. Yeah, what a steal.
Oh.
But anyway, this one, the 9.0 Action mm-hmm. Comics number one, first appearance of Superman.
Signed by Nick Cage.
Sold for $15 million.
Oh, it was close. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. In a private...
We didn't put in a bid?
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know.
Money's a little tight. Just coming back from Vegas, you know?
Yeah. I lost like $50 in Vegas.
What if we just like won big in Vegas and then this comes up, be like...
What do you want?
It's a sign. It's only going up from here. But yeah, it broke like records and stuff.
That's cool. I didn't even hear about that.
Mm-hmm. And then not comic news, but The Pit was renewed for season 3.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
Ahead of season 2.
I didn't know that.
Oh, renewed for season 3.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's big. We still haven't watched the first episode, but... Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
It's Sophie's fault.
No, it's not.
She's never around.
It's back, baby. But anyway. Sophie, what book did we read this week?
We read...
You can't remember the name.
Just give me a second. There you go.
It's very famous.
The Six Sidekicks of Trigger Keaton.
There's no the.
Oh, Six Sidekicks.
It kind of depends. Like, if you look on comics, League of Comic Geeks, it's the six, but they spell out six.
Oh, really?
Sidekicks of Trigger Keaton. Yeah, it's super, super weird.
That is weird.
You know how to, you have to be like exact when you search stuff in that?
Yeah.
Super dumb, but
it's by Kyle Starks, who wrote it, and Chris Schweizer, who did what? All the art, colors, and lettering. Wow.
Yeah, Kyle Starks needs to fucking step it up, help out.
Yeah.
This guy's doing everything.
At least do some letters.
Yeah.
But this was the comic that gambled on, technically.
Yep.
But we know Kyle Starks. He did Peacemaker Tries Hard, which mm-hmm. is a different episode that we did. But Sophie, what did you think of this?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I liked it too.
I think it was like very like simple to read. It was like intriguing. It kept me going like throughout the issues.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the coloring. I think Chris did a good job on that.
Yeah.
And then there were some like funny moments too. Like,
yeah.
There's a character on there that reminds me of you.
Oh, fuck.
I'll tell you. I forgot
you said that. I can't even. Yeah. What did you think?
Who I remind her of?
No, what did you think of the book?
I thought this was hilarious.
I thought
it was super good.
Yeah, I thought this was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Such a fucking, like, underrated book. Like, this is not on our radar, like, at all.
No, I've never even heard
of
this.
We're not, like, tracking Kyle Starks or anything, no. But, like...
He's got a good track record.
I didn't recognize his game, you know?
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of, like, comedy books out there that are... basically pure comedy. Like, I know this is like action comedy, but still, like,
it's really hard to pull off, and I feel like he's got the chops for it.
Yeah
because comedy can like be trying too hard a lot of the time.
It's really hard mm-hmm. to get the timing right in comics
for sure,
you know. But I thought he like nailed it,
because like a lot of Deadpool comics are just like
slop,
trying way too hard.
Yeah.
And like they set up a joke and the punchline's like the same panel sometimes, and it like kind of gets tiring.
Yeah.
But I like what he does here, because it's
very like subtle, sarcastic.
Yeah, there's like silly stuff, and then there's like funny like panels and stuff that the artist will draw, and so there's like a good balance of like visual gags versus like what they're talking about being pretty funny at the same time.
It was a nice balance.
And I think the premise of it being like a murder mystery on top of that was definitely super helpful mm-hmm. to like keep my interest, because not only is it like the comedy's working, but there's like a mystery afoot kind of deal.
And, yeah.
Even though it's no Knives Out or anything, but it doesn't like need to be. I just like all the elements that are at play, because they're also like actors trying to find work, and so a lot of the comedy's like on movie sets or something like that. I think it's pretty fun, but yeah. I think that's the way to do it, because if there was just like a murder mystery, it wouldn't be as enjoyable,
right?
Like without the comedy pieces. So it's cool that he was able to
definitely nail. Well thought out in works. It took some getting used to for me, just because it's like
it looks very
it's like
Illustrator.
Yeah, it's like very simple, but it's like I like to think of it more like an Archie kind of style.
Yeah,
that's kind of how I kind of got through it. But
it
like,
kind of gave me like webtoon vibes. Almost.
Yeah, webtoon. Yeah,
yeah.
It does feel like that.
But like, it's all technically just very well done, like proportions and like scale and whatnot.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
a lot of the
action. I was just more like impressed of how much he was able to convey with like so little lines, you know, and like detail and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was just impressive. He's efficient, if anything.
And on top of that, like the action was very easy to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could tell what was going on. Like there's like clear choreography going on, which is cool.
And then when there's fighting, there's like plenty of fighting. It's not like just one page of fighting, you know?
It's interesting. I will say it is like a little bit dense as far as how much you got to like read, because there's six characters and then they're like all talking to each other and they have like different jokes that they're kind of spouting out.
Yeah,
so it feels like a little bit dense to like read and get through each issue, but
I feel like the plot, it could have been like five issues.
Yeah,
but it almost feels wrong when there's it's called the six sidekicks, you know. Mm-hmm. Like you gotta have six issues.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense to have six issues.
Six is all around. But
well, let's get into it. So issue one, you're introduced to Trigger Keaton, who's like a big time action star that all other actors and like production employees and stuff hate because he just sucks. He's like rude and hits people and stuff. But one night his assistant slash TV show sidekick Miles Wen finds Trigger Keaton hung in his home, and he thinks that somebody murdered him, but the cops don't believe that. So at his funeral, there are six on-screen sidekicks of Trigger Keaton that go to his funeral, and they kind of are like meeting and talking to each other. Miles talks to one of the sidekicks named Paul, who's a nurse now, and he gets access to Trigger's body in the morgue, where Miles confirms that it was a murder because he learned detective forensic investigation on his TV show, I guess. And then Miles sets out to solve Trigger Keaton's murder. Can nurses just go into the morgue? You as a nurse?
Yeah.
You can go to the morgue?
Yeah.
Can you get me in there?
No.
No.
Have you been in there?
I have.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was like your jurisdiction or whatever.
But we don't touch like the bodies.
Oh, I bet. But
yeah.
I thought in general, I was like, this is not realistic. They wouldn't be able to get into the morgue.
No, we technically could.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I've been to the morgue. I've seen like bodies in bags.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, can you just walk right in there? It's bullshit. But I guess you can. So that's crazy.
Yeah.
Brutal.
I was so happy that he was a nurse and he was a male nurse. I was like, props.
Representation.
Yes. Represent.
I like how Trigger Keaton just leg sweeps this kid.
Yeah. It's stuff like that that's like so absurd. And the lettering is leg sweep.
Yeah.
There's a line in here where they are looking at his dead body and he's like, he looks the same as he did when he was alive. And then they like pan over to like his body being like all mangled and gross. And I was like, that's a good joke.
Yeah.
Just a gross dead guy.
But there's only six pages of the titular character, Trigger Keaton, which I thought was an interesting choice.
Yeah, he's kind of this... It's interesting because they're solving a murder throughout the book for a guy that nobody likes.
Yeah.
But they just kind of want to do it to bring him to justice.
Yeah, like it's the right thing to do or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And there's also like a war with the stuntmen in this, because one of the sidekicks, Komodo, is a stuntman now. And the fact that he wants to solve this guy's murder, he creates like some sort of stuntman war. And that's kind of like a recurring gag in this that I think is pretty funny. Gives him some action beats throughout the book, which is fun.
Do I remind you of Komodo?
Oh my God. Why?
I don't know. It's just his demeanor is so funny. And it's just like, he's very sarcastic.
He was the funniest character.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. He was.
That's funny.
I love how you just like pan directly to that.
Yeah, I was like, that's what I immediately thought of. I'm like, maybe it's something else I'm not thinking about.
No, it was definitely him.
I feel like it's fun that they all, well, it's obviously they were all sidekicks to Trigger Keaton, but they have very clear like distinctions for like the kind of work that they did. You know, like one of them was just like the voice actor for a car, and one of them was like an alien, like in a sci-fi show. One of them's like a detective, or one of them's Frankenstein. Like, it makes it kind of easy to differentiate these characters in my mind. So I like that aspect of it.
Komodo is like arguing with Hernandez.
Hernandez, yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna hit you so hard, I'm gonna make you. You're gonna become funeral confetti. He's like, funeral confetti?
Yeah, he's like, what does that even mean? That's a crazy thing to say.
And then, like, the character Miles Nguyen, he kind of just looks like handsome Squidward.
Dude, he does.
He really does.
With, like, the cheekbones and shit.
That's a handsome dude.
Yeah. That was the first thing that came to thought as well when I was, like, seeing, like, him. I was like, it looks like fancy Squidward.
Yeah.
When... What was his name? Miles is talking about how like he was in like a police TV show, and he's like, "I've seen things. I've seen corpses, murdered dead bodies." And he's like, "Those are the same thing."
That's like a Bob's Burgers joke or something.
Just like the timing is really funny.
Yeah. So issue two, it's Miles, Komodo, Paul, and Skippy go to Trigger's like inheritance lawyer, and they all get kind of just like "fuck you" messages from Trigger. Except for Skippy, who gets the car that he played on the show for. But it was also like a fuck you message at the same time, being like, this is like the, you know, your peak in life or whatever. It was rude. And the stuntmen from the Stuntman War find everybody there, like all the sidekicks, and they start to want to fight them, and everybody has to run in Skippy's new car. There's like a car chase that happens, and they manage to escape. But later that night, there's three big Samoan men that threaten all of their lives for investigating Trigger's death. And the four of them are like, we need some more backup. And they go to like a biker bar, and they find Allison there, who's one of Trigger's sidekicks. But this is like genuinely one of the most impressive driving like chase sequences I've ever seen, I think, in a comic.
Sure.
Because at one point he like goes backwards, and it's very easy to tell like what's kind of going on.
Yeah.
Which I feel like would be hard to actually like draw if
they have like a path.
If
like
there's cars going forward and like a car driving backwards and stuff, and it just like feels very fluid and easy to read. And I was actually like pretty impressed by it.
What the fuck was up with this lawyer?
Yeah, that lawyer looked like dead. And I think that's like
part of a mummy, dude.
I think that's part of the gag. It's like they're just soulless or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty funny.
Trigger Keaton left Paul a handwritten note.
Yeah.
Just says, fuck you, Paul.
That's so cool.
I'm so doing that. That's hilarious.
He also like sends all the stuntmen like just boxes of shit, like his own shit that he had stored and saved.
Yeah. I was like, how does he do that to like, you know, like keep them fresh? You know, is he just cycle them out?
Like, is there a service that does that? It'll just like keep it stored.
You can have like dog shit delivered to someone's door.
Can you have regular human shit delivered?
I think that's harder.
Is that a market?
Could be.
We could be in the shit business. delivering people shit. It's crazy they did it for like an inheritance thing. So it's like when he dies, he's just going to send this out to everybody.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
There's like in order to make a diversion, like all these people were like at the lawyer's office with like boxes of shit.
Yeah.
Paul just smacks one up in the air. And dude, that's so gross. Literal line in this book is like, there's poopy in the air.
Yeah. That's and it works.
But the artist draws really good cars. Big fan.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of car this is, but it's good.
Issue three, we see like the sci-fi show that Trigger was on, and in the present, Komodo fights Allison in the bar, and he gets his ass beat. So they're like, you should come with us. So they recruit her. Everyone gets drunk at the bar, and then Allison solos like a gang in a fight outside. And then the whole gang decides to go search for Brannigan to see if he's the one that murdered Trigger. And that's pretty much all that happens in this one. But I like that there's pretty much a whole issue dedicated to bar fights and getting drunk.
Nice.
Yes.
I think it's a
good use of a middle issue.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like this bit in the last issue. It's like, there are strangers in the dark.
Just like pointing at silhouettes. Yeah.
And then like they beat up like everybody.
Yeah.
Except for
Miles, and then they gang up on him. He's like, no, thank you.
He's like, okay, I guess we're good.
Yeah, just like a lot of good gags.
Love how Paul was like, joke's on you, Komodo. I have a boyfriend who loves me very much, and it's a cat.
the cat's name boyfriend.
That's a good one.
Genius. I thought he was gay for a second. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And then he's like, no, it's his cat.
In the gang fight that they're in, like the biker gang fight outside, it's basically just like Allison soloing all of them, and she's like super drunk. And there's a part where she like throws up on him, and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then punches him again. Yeah. That made me laugh. Because I like just the fact that they interrupt the action and then just like keep it going again.
Trigger like was like the worst person. Like he talks to like a boom mic operator, and he was like, bet your mother's pretty damn confused when she thought she was giving birth and said she was taking a giant shit.
Was like, oh, Jesus Christ. It must be so fun writing like a bad character like this.
Yeah, I'm like, Kyle Starks is really letting a lot out
here. Yeah. He's just like,
so where's this coming from?
Yeah. There's something deep seated in there.
When was this based? Is this like modern?
I think modern day
times.
Yeah.
Or maybe like his peak was like back in the 80s or whatever with the TV shows.
The TV shows, yeah, probably. I think he's kind of like a washed up sort of celebrity. He's always been like an asshole, but I mean, they're like six different TV shows, so you'd think it'd take a while.
Like, we don't see any like cell phones in this, do we?
I don't think so.
Not that I think. I think they just kind of drive
wherever. So it could be like maybe set early 2000s, and then like most of the TV shows are like in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Because I think my favorite character of Trigger's is Martial Art. His name is like Martial Art.
Okay.
Like first name Martial and Art. And then that's like a Western TV show. So you think that would be kind of more popular in like the 80s or something.
Right.
But
he says things like taking you to Bone Town.
That's just good.
Yeah. Another Komodo line I liked. I think he was yelling at Paul again, and he's like, no one will ever love you.
Yeah.
That's just a mean thing to say to somebody. Like, it's not even,
it's like the first thing that comes into his mind all the time, I feel like.
And then the next issue, he's like, Paul, you've sucked your whole life.
That would have laughed at.
They're so brutal.
Your whole life.
I'm like, I don't think I know anyone who would take that well. Yeah.
I would laugh. I'd be like,
yeah,
that's just insane. Because you've thought about like his whole life.
Yeah.
He's always been terrible. I'm just calling him Paul. But issue 4, we find out that Trigger Keaton slept with Brannigan's wife while they were working together. And so the gang is convinced that Brannigan is the culprit to Keaton's murder. And since he's still kind of working, doing acting work, they tried to get on set, but they find out that they're all banned for some reason, like specifically them. And they find another way into Brannigan's trailer and discover that he didn't do it either. And while they're doing that, Komodo's kidnapped by other stuntmen, and he's given an ultimatum to either give up the other sidekicks in exchange for more acting work. But I like this gag where they like try to drive in to the set because they're like, we're all actors. And the security guard's like, you guys are all banned. And then like the next panel is like the actual clipboard, and it has like specifically all of their pictures just like on the front of the clipboard.
Except for Allison.
Yeah.
I noticed that. And I was like, they could have just had Allison go in. And I realized that they said it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, Allison could have just gone in this whole time and got us in.
No, she like jumps the wall. She does some like crazy shit.
But no, Komodo like had this whole game plan.
Oh, yeah. That was good, too.
But like making it into like as like a director and trying to get Brannigan in one of his like movies and stuff.
He comes with like a whole heist plan and then gives everybody jobs and nobody does the job right.
Yeah.
Like I like how Allison has to make fake IDs, but she just like kind of draws an ID like badly.
And Tad too. He's like, turns out I can't afford a limo.
Yeah. So he just brings his car.
Yeah.
I thought that Miles was going to come through and have like a flash mob ready.
Yeah.
You know,
that would be funny.
He's the only one who came, who like did it.
It's funny to be like, come up with a distraction. I don't know, maybe a flash mob. There's like throwing ideas out there. Maybe get a flash mob.
They got a text to go to like some warehouse if they want to know who killed Trigger mm-hmm. Keaton. I'm like, that's really fucking convenient.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's the stuntmen war people trying to like lure them in.
Yeah. I think.
Is this where there's... It's not loading on my phone for some reason, but is this the issue where Allison was fighting like a bunch of ninjas or something yes. randomly?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a fun gag.
The stuntmen.
Because there's like action happening just kind of in the margins of the page mm-hmm. while there's like actual story happening. And I'm like, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun idea.
It's kind of like those TikTok videos where there's like Subway Surfer like also playing.
Yeah. You know? It's like that keeps me interested.
Yeah. So issue five,
the sidekicks go to the warehouse where all the stuntmen in the stuntmen war are, and they're wanting to beat up all the sidekicks for wanting to help solve the Keaton murder. So there's a big fight that breaks out. Paul unlocks his like crazy fighting skill that he has for some reason, and then Komodo is also there. He just jumps into the fight sort of midway through, and he eventually takes down the stuntman leader, which like ends the fight and means that he's the leader, I think, which is like some very tribal rules. But when Miles asks Brannigan about the Samoans, it clicks for Brannigan on who killed Trigger. So they're like, they know where to go now. But this issue, another big fight issue, which I think is fun, but there's like a lot of them. It's like the six of them, and there's like hundreds of these stuntmen.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny how much they're fighting. Or there's a line in here where one of the stuntmen in the stuntman war is like, we're not going to kill you. We're just going to beat you up real bad. I think that's funny.
This Hernandez strength would have come in handy like
multiple times.
Multiple times.
He fought.
Yeah.
He got
He's basically up. Like One Punch Man. He was doing like one-fingered push-ups while Trigger Keaton put his feet on his back over like a
insane strength.
Yeah. And so
would have helped against those three Samoans earlier in the book.
Yeah, he just kicked the guy once and then he just vowed never to hurt anyone again.
There's a line from Komodo where he's like, you got something in your teeth, my fist. And he punches him.
There's also one part where it's like he's like the dragon and he's like the flames of Komodo, and then he's like, dude, Komodo doesn't have any flames.
Yeah,
he's a lizard.
Was it in this issue where we find out that Komodo thinks that he's wearing a Komodo?
Yeah,
but it's actually kimono.
And yeah,
he just didn't know that. I think that's funny because I thought that he was wearing a kimono the whole time, and I'm like, whatever, it's close enough, I guess.
It's on brand.
Yeah, that's funny to think that he just thinks he's wearing something called a Komodo. And then issue six, the sidekicks go to Alizar, who's like the network showrunner or something, and it turns out that he killed Trigger Keaton because Keaton was a liability that he couldn't handle because Keaton was like on contract, so he couldn't fire him from any of the shows because he had a contract already. But he was really expensive because he was hurting a bunch of stuntmen and stuff like that. So he decided to off him. And the sidekicks break down Alizar's door to accuse him. He admits to doing it, and it's secretly recorded by Brannigan. And so Alizar has those Samoan men start fighting the sidekicks. So there's a fight that breaks out. Miles shoots Alizar, thinking that he's reaching for a gun, but he was actually just kind of reaching for like some financial documents to show him how expensive Keaton was. And so the sidekicks deny a bribe from Alizar and they report him to the police. And there's a jump to the future where it shows them all acting on screen again until they find out about another real life murder of like a stuntman or something. And they're like, time to go solve another murder. And that's how the book ends.
I thought they didn't report him because then they were acting as if they just went for the money.
I don't know. That part was like unclear. I assume... There's a part where they're like, Alizar is saying, make the smart move. And he's like, we're actors. We're not known for making smart moves or something.
Yeah.
Which to me implies that they're just going to report him. But then they do have a show later. So I guess they just didn't. I don't know.
He's talking about like how people like him don't go to jail and stuff like that. So yeah. I mean, they solved the murder.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and they got some weird Power Rangers show after. Yeah. So that's cool. There's a part where Tad becomes brave because he's kind of known as like the guy that would just like run away from a fight the whole time. But he becomes brave and he's like, not this time. And he goes to fight somebody and then he just gets fucking walloped like right right as he's about to be brave. And I think that part's funny.
There was a time where he like ran off, but he just like got the car and started running people over.
Yeah, that was cool. But I like that he puts his dukes up and then just gets shit on immediately.
So this is kind of like a whodunit, but one where you couldn't possibly guess who it was.
Which is a little
bit... You don't have all the info until like the very end.
Technically, like I think you did see this guy in the beginning.
But yeah.
It's not like a Knives Out where it's like one of these people. Who is it?
Yeah.
And I don't think it really needs to be something where it's like one of the sidekicks that did it because...
Like I don't read these trying to like guess who it was.
Yeah.
Like trying to be right. You know, I just kind of want it.
I normally do, but because this is a comedy book, I was just kind of enjoying the ride.
Right.
Kind of
deal.
But it is funny how they would like interrogate one of the sidekicks throughout the book. And then they would say like, no, I didn't do it. And they're like, well, shit, I guess he didn't do it. Who else could have been? And then when Alizar actually just admits to it, Miles is like, oh, I can't believe that worked. And he's like, this has literally been the plan the whole time. You were just hoping that people would confess.
Yeah.
And I thought that part was funny.
I love how in the last issue, how Brannigan told them about like, so you wanted me to confess and then what? You don't have any proof. And because they didn't have like a recorder or anything. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh yeah. But then like in the last issue he has
I think it's Brannigan that has it.
No, not Brannigan.
Miles?
No, the director or like the
Alizar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he like confesses and then Brannigan's like, now I have it in recording. Yeah. He's like, he has a recorder.
They learned. So that's pretty much the book. There's like a little backup story, but I consider that back matter matters, right?
Yep.
So let's get into back matter matters.
Back matter matters.
So there's like a backup story called Monkey Business, and it's like a short story about Trigger even being an asshole to like an acting monkey. And Keaton like fights the monkey at some point because he like had beef with him. And then it like just jumps to a decade later and the monkey's watching the news and he sees that Trigger Keaton's dead and he's just like happy about it. But I think it's funny that the monkey's just watching the news and recognizes that Keaton's dead and he's like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck that guy.
I like saw this is a thing, but I like forgot to read it.
Yeah, it was like just a couple pages. Wasn't anything crazy. And then I think each regular issue had like just some back matter on its own. It was all collected here because it was kind of themed with each sidekick.
Yeah, they'd have like a poster for like whatever show that they're on. Mm-hmm.
Or they had like a Trigger Keaton expose thing where it was like a reporter was kind of looking into how shitty Trigger Keaton was in one of them. My favorite was that there are Reddit threads about the different like Tiger Keaton shows with the sidekicks. And so there's just like people commenting about like theories on the show or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they start getting into like internet fights, but it was just all like these fake Reddit threads. So I thought that was fun. There's a behind the scenes look at the Spaceboat show with some statements from people that had like worked on it. One of them is an interview with Richard Brannigan, and the interviewer is like really bad at his job and he's like super rude, which is kind of a fun bit that he runs. And then one of them's Terry Komodo's resume. And then the last one is Trigger Keaton's TMDB, which is like a spoof IMDB profile. So that one's pretty fun too. That one has like a section showing Trigger Keaton's like attributes.
This is a shit ton.
Yeah, there's a lot of back matter in this. It's actually like pretty smart and funny for some of the ones that aren't just like super long interviews. But In the TMDB profile, it says like for Trigger Keaton, it says children, : hopefully none.
I'm reading like Terry Komodo's resume and there's like the selected stunts that he says. And there's a note. It says, I did like 200 more because I was so badass and good.
That's a good resume. So actually a good amount of back matter.
Yeah, dude. How many pages is that?
I think it was like 30 or something, but I can't see it on my phone.
I guess
right
if
now.
You can, if you add the monkey business thing.
Yeah, I would consider that.
30.
Dang,
might be a winner.
Already a contender for biggest back matter award.
I know.
This is cool. I didn't even see these.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the interview one because it's like about Brannigan. He's like, the interview like asks him about Trigger like fucking his wife. And he's like, do you feel like a cuck? And he's like, I prefer not to answer that. And it's just like random stuff like that. It's clearly like an interview gone bad, which I think is a funny idea to put like this just kind of extra stuff for your story.
Oh, look, it's Terry Komodo's hot dog spaghetti that he had in the crock pot, remember?
And it exploded.
And he kept on, he needed to go back home to turn off the crock pot. He's like, this better not take long. I have a crock pot full of hot dog spaghetti. Yeah. I gotta turn it off.
I was like, I don't even know what that means.
I'm like, what?
Wait, so it has a recipe for it?
Yeah, look.
Oh, I didn't, that's so funny. I didn't even like try to read it.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Needs one.
We read a couple books where there's like random recipes in it, I feel like. Can't remember which ones, but
I feel like there was one where there was like a pie recipe for some reason.
Yeah. I can't remember which one though. It's probably a comedy book.
Dude, I don't know.
Was it a Chip Zdarsky book? I feel like he might have done that once. Was it Sex Criminals?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Recipe. Facebook recipe. Oh. Was there one on Southern Bastards?
Oh yeah, there was.
Fried apple pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That book's awesome.
That'd be sick.
So, what would you rate this book, Sophie? If you were to rate it like a food?
I actually really liked it a lot. I would probably give it a gotta have it. Let's see. Probably like a cherry chocolate chip.
Nice. Because
there's like some nice like little it bits here and there. Mm-hmm. And then cherry because of the murder.
True. Moida.
Moida.
Would you rate this?
I give it like a love it of some sort of like single flavored like sherbet or something. Like like a mango sherbet, you know? You know, very like light and enjoyable, you know, always kind of refreshing as well.
That makes sense. What's like an underrated ice cream? Because I feel like this book's pretty underrated.
I don't think people talk about Cherry Garcia enough, but...
That's mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cherry with the chocolate chip.
What makes it Garcia? The chocolate?
I don't know.
Is there chocolate in Cherry Garcia?
Yeah. I think we're all a little Garcia.
I think the Garcia's... The journey.
Maybe the like Moose Tracks?
I'd give it a Moose Tracks.
That's Rachel's good. Favorite.
Yeah.
You don't that's that Sarah's favorite too, so maybe it's not that underrated.
I don't hear people talk about it that much, to be honest. So yeah, I'd give it like a tub of Moose Tracks that you accidentally buy somehow, and you eat it and you're like, this shit's good.
Never, not an accident. Always with purpose.
But yeah, pretty good. For it being like a random ass book that we picked up in Vegas that was just in a weird vending machine, pretty solid.
You know, it was as random as I was anticipating, but it was just lucky that it was like enjoyable.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to be looking out for like the next Kyle Starks thing to come out.
So
I don't know what he's doing right now.
I pre-ordered his next thing.
What is it?
It's one of the new Vertigo books that's coming out this year.
Oh, really?
It's called End of Life.
Oh.
And comes out, like, I don't know, February
or
March.
Is it a comedy book or is it? Could you tell?
Probably.
Oh, nice.
If I showed you the cover, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that one.
That's cool.
February 18th. That cover?
Oh, you're right. We did talk about that. It's the same artist as Peacemaker, right? Steve Pugh.
Ooh. Is it? Oh, yeah.
Nice. Well, I'll be checking that out. So let's get into the poll list. Colin?
Shove it in your box.
Nice. Do you remember?
It's the poll list. What did you shove in your box?
What did you read, Sophie?
I haven't had... Oh, actually, I did have time to read one thing.
I told her to read it because I bought it for her.
I read this one. It's a Nightmare Before Christmas like variant, but it's The Shiver of Christmas Town. And it has like little Sally on it and a little polar bear that they made.
Is that a Jay Lee cover?
Yeah.
Nice.
Isn't that awesome?
That is cool.
How do you know?
I'm just looking at it.
It's like you just look
you
at
just
enough.
Know.
He's got
just
look at enough stuff.
He's got vibes.
You just know.
It works really well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really cute.
What's it about?
So basically, like, the Halloween Town people are showing Halloween to the people of Christmas. So they're going to bring Halloween to Christmas Town.
Is it that one that he goes to in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And so, like, the Oogie boys are, like, trying to figure out, like, tricks for the people who are, like, the people in Christmas Town trick-or-treating. And then the, like, doctor professor wanted to make, like, this, like, huge, like, abomination, basically. And it ended up being, like, this cute bear. He's like, what That's a cool. disgrace. And Sally was like, I'll keep him.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I got you that because we watch that movie, like, 3 times every year, at least.
Yeah.
During the Christmas time. So I was like,
there's a lot, like, of those comics, surprisingly.
Of the Nightmare there? Ones?
Yeah, there was a different one that came out last year, I think.
I think they show it here too. Maybe.
Like, yeah, other
these
books?
Ones. Oh, no, these are probably very.
Is this a cover guy? Yeah.
So yeah, just, those are the different are cover colors art? For the same book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
That's a lot of covers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's another one. Long Live the Pumpkin Queen.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
It's a graphic novel. That's cool.
Isn't it cute? I kind of want to read that one. Oh, Oogie Boogie's in this one, too. Because the polar bear follows, like, the Oogie boys to back to, like, their lair as they're, like, figuring everything out. And he's, like, eating all the candy that
Didn't he turn into a bunch of bugs?
Yeah, but they fixed him.
Who fixed him?
The Oogie boys.
The Oogie boys.
They picked up all the bugs?
They just put him in the sack.
They just put him back in the sack.
Mm.
And they fixed his little sack.
Use your imagination.
Good for them.
But, yeah, he ate, like, all the things in his little, like, platter, like, dinner table.
Nice.
The little polar bear did. And so Oogie's like, what do we have here?
That's fun.
Yeah.
Did you go to the shop today?
Today?
Yeah.
It's Monday.
Oh, sorry.
But I will be
every
picking
time
up-
we record, it's still Wednesday to me.
Yeah.
What are you going to get?
I'm going to get Green Lantern Corps 12, Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees, Rite of Spring, number 5.
Yeah.
Mouthful. The new Peach Momoko comic, Psy Dimensional Rivals, comes out. Hopefully y'all know what that's about. If not, this will be a good time.
Yeah.
And then DC KO number 3. And that's it.
Yeah, I'm getting Psy and Beneath the Trees.
Nice.
Do you remember what I picked up the last time we went?
Berserker.
Nope, not Berserker. Oh, no, it was Berserker.
The last time we went, you picked up that. There was a Berserker book.
Was it something about a coffin?
It was the...
I don't know. I started reading it. Oh, no, it was a new book.
It was a devil
one. Devil, yeah, Devil Made Me Do It.
The Devil Made Me Do It. I think
so.
No, that's no, like
that's
a subtitle.
That's a Tom Holland one.
That's a subtitle for Conjuring movie.
Shit.
Devil something.
Wasn't Cult in the name? I'm looking it up.
Okay. Well, it was a new, like, series, I think, that came out. And it is actually pretty cool. Very gory.
What was that one about?
It was about this girl who got kidnapped by these guys. And she would just get beaten, like, day and night. And they were trying to break her.
That does sound fun.
How nice.
Yeah. And then there was a point where she just was, like, completely, like, almost dead. Didn't really move or anything. And they didn't want to do anything with her. So they dropped her into the lake. And then she survived. And now she wants vengeance. As these boys got rich, apparently. Like... 5 years later. So I think the motive of this series is that she's going to get revenge on each one of them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Devil on My Shoulder?
Oh, yeah. That sounds about right.
What's the cover? Do you have the cover?
This one?
Yeah. I don't have that cover, but I feel like that's it.
Oh, yeah. I think that is it.
Do you know who wrote this one?
No.
Kyle Starks.
What?
Really?
No. When did it come out?
Did you have this cover?
Yeah, I had that cover.
That's a Kyle Starks book?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Was it funny?
Huh?
Was it funny?
No, it's very serious.
Wow. He's got range.
He's very serious. I did not even expect that.
That's crazy.
That's bizarre.
That's weird. He's already...
I'm like, it's probably some sad writer I've never heard of, you know?
Kyle Starks.
Yeah.
But I've only read the first issue of that one. So I don't know if there's another issue.
Not that I've seen, but I missed a couple weeks.
Yeah, we finally
did you read anything?
I read Absolute Wonder Woman 13, trying to catch up on that. So I'm like two issues behind. But it's Matthias Bergara, the artist is on. That's like the villain. He's so good in that. He very clearly takes some like Frank Miller inspiration in it, which is pretty cool. So there's some cool silhouette stuff and action that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read a Batman number 5. And Batman's got some motion in this.
Really?
Yeah. It's like super cool. I think this is like my favorite issue so far.
Hmm.
So very good.
Nice.
But those are the only two things I got to read. Did you read anything?
I read Batman, The Brave and the Bold, The Winning Card, which is like the Tom King and Mitch Garrett stories that were in Batman, The Brave and the Bold.
Oh, like, okay. Got it.
Like a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they just collected like all those stories by that team.
Cool.
Yeah. It was kind of weird. It was like the stories in like 1, 2, 5 and like 9, mm-hmm. you know? So it's just kind of, yeah, like a magazine kind of format where they just do a bunch of anthologies that would like continue. Yeah, I picked
up the first 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I think of that just for the Mitch Garrett stuff.
Yeah. But it's like a Batman, like year one kind of story.
Yeah.
Where he's like meeting the Joker and it's pretty good.
Nice.
Short, but did you watch anything?
Not really. Not since we last recorded.
Did you watch anything?
You've been rewatching Spy Family.
I've been rewatching Spy Family. I've been watching Emily in Paris.
Mm.
That one's pretty good.
She's still in Paris?
She's back in Paris.
Oh. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. What else? We still need to watch The Pit.
Yeah, we do.
I know. I'm so disappointed in us. When it first came out, I know. I'm disappointed in myself.
We've been watching Fallout. It's a good time.
We have been watching Fallout.
We still haven't watched the most recent episode, but it's picked up for sure.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Macaulay Culkin's in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's like a shitty person.
Hmm.
And he's like a servant to the leader of like the Caesar's Legion, which is like a pretty shitty faction in the show. So it's interesting to see him.
That's good. He still gets work.
I know. I was like, it was funny. Like they clearly did like a reveal and people were like, oh my God, it's Macaulay Culkin.
They're like, what the fuck?
And it was like a reveal. And I was like, okay. But he's good. I think he's fun in that.
And I've been watching Apothecary Diaries too. Which is really good.
You've been watching it?
Yeah.
Weren't you reading that?
I was also reading it, and then I stopped because of school at the time. Now I'm not in school, and I haven't resumed back to reading it. But I've been watching it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What do you watch?
I watched a movie called Hail Caesar. It's a Coen Brothers movie.
Mm.
There's so many people in this. Movie's fine. I didn't like it that much. I'm going to tell you who's in it based off of their superhero counterparts.
Okay.
So Thanos, Black Widow, the Ancient One.
This is a recent movie, isn't it?
2016.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It's like their second and last one together.
Oh, okay.
Before
Buster Scruggs. For some reason. But okay. Thanos, Black Widow.
The Ancient One.
The Guardians guy? No. Who's the Ancient One?
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Gambit. Han Solo, but like young Han Solo.
Oh, Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah. Voldemort.
Whoa.
Mr. Krabs.
Whoa.
Batman.
Mr. Krabs. Mm-hmm. Wait, Batman. Christian Bale?
Nope.
Robert Pattinson?
Nope.
Keaton?
Nope.
Who's another Batman? Keanu Reeves?
Nope.
Oh. Good guess, I guess.
Because
League of Super Pets.
League of Super Pets.
Will Arnett?
Nope.
Who did I say already? Why am I blanking on all of them? The one that died?
Nope.
What's his name? Why am I spacing on it?
Val Kilmer.
Adam West?
Nope.
That's another one that died. What the hell? George Clooney?
Yeah.
Oh.
that was the last Jesus one. Jesus
Christ. So Adam many West bad before. Bands.
And Jonah Hill. He wasn't anything. Super. I guess he was...
Wasn't he in Superbad?
He was Green Lantern.
He was Green Lantern in
the Lego stuff.
In the Lego one, but yeah.
If you said Green Lantern, I would be like, I don't know.
But yeah, a lot the stacked cast. It's like
that's crazy.
It's kind of like this book where it's like there's like actors, like Josh Brolin's like running this like movie studio. Everyone else is like actors basically, and George Clooney gets kidnapped by communists.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just trying to get him back, and I don't know, it's just like I didn't care for it.
Yeah,
but
that's fun.
Yep, just had to do it. Then I watched a movie called Man on Fire because it's on Netflix.
You watched it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, Sophie's coming on, I should watch this.
What'd you think?
How'd you think of it?
I felt like I like dreamt this movie.
Dude, like, it's a trippy movie.
Like, I don't think if you told me I did not see that movie and I just dreamt it, I'd be like, yeah, probably.
Doesn't half of it feel like a Linkin Park music video?
Yes, it
I
does.
Felt like
the way that it's like filmed and
I
tries
feel
to
like
be,
there were like messages just burned into my retinas.
Yeah. Like, like they do really fast like strobe Morse code
I
in
think
your
I,
eyes.
Yeah, I liked it. Even the parts where they're trying to like induce a seizure.
they really were.
It was really fun.
The editing is just so funny in that movie.
It's
so good though.
It is good, but it's clearly a product of its time because they would try to be like extreme and they would like
it's
cut
like,
super fast and do flashing lights. And
it's what it feels like to have like your pupils dilated.
Yeah, with the blurry and like the light, like you get photophobia. Yeah.
It was like the editing made it feel like weird. That's like mostly what I have to say about it.
Yeah, the editing is like the most jarring.
Like I wasn't
part.
Sure if the things that I was seeing were happening or if they were like flashbacks or something. Yeah. But it was just very stylistic editing, you know, which I can like appreciate. I thought it was funny. Like he was in the club. He like shoots his shotgun.
Yes,
and then the club's burning down. They're like, woo! And I'm like, these people were psychotic.
Yeah.
I was like a little like on the edge of like liking and not liking it, but then I saw Denzel Washington with the bazooka.
Dude,
and I'm like, this movie fucking rules. He's just like,
it is crazy.
And then
that happened for real because it's based off a true story, isn't it?
Yes.
Did he actually have a bazooka?
Is it?
It is based off of a true story, but not to the extent that you guys think. It's basically
no bazooka.
No bazooka.
What?
Yeah, no bazooka. But there was a detective or like a police officer at the time. And like he went to Mexico. He took care of a kid. He was like a bodyguard of a kid. The cartel took the kid. And then basically he was hunting everyone down.
Was the butt bomb true?
That's a good question because I heard stories that it was true. And then other stories that it wasn't as extreme as it was.
Was that the guy that was like under the freeway?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I was like, ew, dude. That means you had to put it in there.
Yeah. He's like, this is a good spot for it.
It was funny because, like, the movie was over, but there was, like, another half hour of movie, you know? Like, we figure out, why it happened. It was the dad's fault. The dad kills himself. I'm like, okay, good movie. And then it keeps going. I'm like, what?
Well, they didn't get the kid back.
Like, it was pretty obvious, like, that the kid was, like, still alive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, she's only for, like, 40 minutes, you know? And then there's just, like, 2 hours of revenge or whatever.
There's a lot of, like, I gotta go find this guy and he'll know. And then he goes to find the guy and then he points him to another guy that he has to go hunt down. And then he'll know where the girl is. And then that guy points him to another guy, which is fine.
He had like nothing to go off of.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, pretty good.
I like that your dad showed you that movie. And
he showed
like,
it to me when I was a kid. And he's like, so this is why you don't go to strangers.
That's how I'm going to teach my kid lessons.
Just watch show movies. Let this be a lesson to you.
Literally, that's what it was.
The cartel's going to get you if you talk to a random stranger.
Like Lucas is going to like his first party. I just show him Superbad. I'm like... It's like, make good choices.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, was it good? I liked it. It's such a good story at the end. Mm-hmm. And I like the drama effect and everything. Anything that has to do with like vigilante, like revenge sort of like storyline, I'm all for it. That's why I like Constantine. That's why I like John Wick. They're all going towards
something. You just like Keanu Reeves, I think.
Well, no, I.
This I is just like this is, John Wick before John Wick.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly.
Yeah. That's a good point. Are you excited for the show? Are you going to watch the show when it comes out?
Yeah, there is a show that you guys said that was coming out. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's going to be like the same storyline, is it? Or is it like.
I don't know what else it would
maybe
be.
Maybe it'll be like kind of adjacent or it's like similar, I guess.
Maybe like a more. Realistic but long form look at the story.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more accurate, I guess.
Yeah.
Because is it supposed to be like a docuseries kind of deal?
No.
No, it's like a drama.
Okay.
Drama, but maybe like less bazookas and like crazy shit, maybe.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, that's the only reason I would think they would do it again. Because maybe it is like a really crazy. If that's what like actually happened, that's a fucking crazy thing to do.
Maybe it's just like a remake.
It could just be a remake too, but yeah.
That is longer.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch The Pit?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like, it's cool because like it's like familiar, but obviously like stuff has changed, but they're not like too like forceful about it, or, like overbearing about like, you don't know what's going on or whatever. And then there's like some new aspects that work really well. And... yeah, it's good. You guys will like it.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of like the nursing like content creators go there. They were like invited to the premiere.
Nursing content creators?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very...
They do both?
No, not content creators. The ones that are like very into...
Nursing shows?
No. No, they're like nurses, but they create like TikToks and Instagram.
Yeah, a content creator.
They are content. Okay, yeah. So they're nurses, but they're just like their own.
Hmm.
I follow a nurse, or maybe she's like some sort of like lab tech or something, and she just like dances when no one is like there, but she's like
really like, good
kind
dancer.
Of break dances and is like really good. I'm like, I wish I could dance as good. And sometimes people like walk in on her like dancing, and those are funny too. But
yeah, good content.
Yeah. But what are we going to read next week, Nathan?
What are we going to read next week?
Are we doing a themed month?
No.
Okay, what are we going to do? I don't know. What is it?
Shame on you.
The only thing about that is that like there's Valentine's Day in the middle of that. Mm. And so like the romance book might like throw that off.
Okay. So maybe not.
Yeah.
So what did you have in mind?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
What do you want to read?
Fuck, I don't know. I've never had.
Do you want to do a random pick?
We could do a random pick.
I have a spreadsheet, Nathan.
What?
And you have to adhere to the spreadsheet.
What? What populates the spreadsheet?
The cell or the formula I put in there?
Well, obviously. But what books are in there?
Everything.
Okay,
I have this like long list of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. All those are in there. And then you had a long list in your notes. I put those in there too. Cool. I just have to find it.
I feel like, is it going to be like a random generated pick?
Yeah.
I feel like you're not going to like it, but yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, no, that's like kind of.
Can I add stuff to the spreadsheet after? Because I have more stuff.
Yeah, okay, cool. For sure.
But I'm sure whatever I put in there, I still want to read. So let's do it.
Where did I put it?
You lost the spreadsheet?
I know where it is on my phone, but I don't know where it is on my computer.
Can you randomly do it on your phone?
So when I click it,
we have to do it.
It's going
to
automatically do it.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
I don't care how long it is. I'm going on a plane.
There's 157
Holy shit.
Books in there.
That we want to read?
One of us has said.
I couldn't think of a single one in there right now off the top of my head. So
okay.
All right. Click it. I want to see it. Don't click it again.
Wait, can I click it and then I tell you guys?
Oh. Okay, so this is the list.
Uh-huh.
And then this is the one that is picked.
Rom?
Rom.
Oh my god.
Do you know what Rom is?
Yeah, it's the space robot.
Yeah. Yizzer. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. Thank you, Sophia, for coming on.
Thank you, guys.
Did you have a good time?
I sure did.
All right.
We got.
I should have been a little bit more prepared.
That's okay.
No, you're fine. We got a link tree in the bio. You can like, comment, subscribe. Email in at trailblazerspod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
What's your favorite Kyle Starks book?
What are we missing? Yeah. Put us on.
What the hell are we missing?
What are we?
He's got some sauce.
Yeah. So. What's his sauciest book?
Yeah, because he's got some out there.
Yeah, okay. And goodbye.
And bye.
Bye.